Thank you very much, Dr. Albee, for presenting these things to us, which are truths.
Siyabonga kudokotela uAlbee ukuthi asivezele lezi zinto ezinjengalezi ezamaqiniso.
But humans are a different breed.
Kodwa abantu kuabantu abahlukile, uhlobo lwabantu oluhlukile.
You find that the truth is very difficult to believe.
Uzothola ukuthi kunzima kubantu ukuthi bakholwe izinto eziqiniso.
But you come with a lie.
It's
interesting. Suddenly people are drawn to that.
Into emangalisayo, abantu bayadonseleka emangeni.
But people will save ourselves, and not only ourselves, the people around us, if we listen and obey.
Bakithi, uma silalelisisa.
Often we hear on a Sunday. Often we hear sermons. Now we hear a sermon that is practiced. Something you got no choice but to listen.
Kaningi sizwa inkonzo ngamasonto. Uzwe inkonzo manje sizwa into esithinta ngqo.
You've often been heard preached about sin and be careful you know, at pornography and this and that. But now you've got something which is much worse than that. It can and will kill you.
Kaningi, sitshelwa. Ngendaba yokuthi msana ubuke ithombe zabantu abanqono abantu babe nenkani baphikelele bakwenze lokho manje sitshelwa ngento esifike qathatha ebulala.
And if you're not serious,
mangabunganaki,
don't cry.
Ungakhali
when it kills you.
Iyokubulala.
But we've always heard sin kills, sin destroys.
Kaduzwa isono siyabulala, isono siyaphula, silimaza izinto.
Isn't God speaking to us?
Let's forget everything else.
Let's forget all things that are said and ideas that go around what this says and what that means. Let's get to the point between you and I. What is God saying to us?
And
may I say, if you do what you are told, you save yourself and the people around you.
Again, kutshele lokhu. Uma ulalela, bese ukwenza lokho otshelwa khona, uzoyisindisa wena nabantu abakuzungezileyo.
How often isn't it preached about obedience?
How
often haven't we been told according to that? Now you either do it or there's a grave danger that you will be part of the affected people.
Manje kaningi sithunyayezwa amaqona nokulalela. Manje sesikulokho ukuthi mangabe ushunyayezwa ulalela uzosinda kodwa mangabe ushunyayezwa ungalaleli.
That girl in America, she still had a chance to say, I'm sorry. But maybe you will never get the chance.
Let us
pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. It's so different than any day that we've ever experienced in our whole lifetime. Lord, never thinking to stand in a church where there are no people, but people that are listening only over the airwaves. In everything, Lord, you've got something to say to us. May this time where we are at home, That we would seclude ourselves with thee, not without thee, but with thee. So often we have done things and spoken things and ran around and left you behind. But Lord, now you take us, and we want to ask you to be with us wherever we are. We want you in our midst.
Manje wena Nkosi usithathile, usibekile Nkosi uba sibe seduze kwakho. Umthandazo wethu Nkosi ukuba sibe lapho wena Nkosi ukhona.
This we ask for your name's sake.
Lokho sicela ngegama lakho Nkosi.
Now we pray that you would take your word.
Manje siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ukhulume ngezwi lakho.
This we ask for your name's sake.
Sicela ngegama lenkosi uJesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Some time ago, I was walking through the fields and seeing what God was doing. When I walked through the greenhouses, a thankfulness sprang up in me.
Lapho ngihamba laphana ngase ensimini lena nengane nethelo ezama endlini ama plastic uNkulunkulu ngimbonga ngalokho akwenzayo.
It was maybe a year and a half ago.
Mhlambe kwakuyimnyaka unyaka odlule mhlambe unyaka isigamu.
While I was thinking that and thanking the Lord, the word came to me.
Khona lapho ngisamangele ngibonga uNkulunkulu kwafikizwe kimi.
Says, don't rejoice only about these things.
Lithi ungajabula ujabulele lezi zinto.
He says, rejoice that your names are written in the book of life.
Kodwa thokozela ukuthi ama igama lakho libhaliwe encwadini yokuphila.
It struck me.
Langithinta.
It said, Lord, is my name written in that book? This is a time where you got to make sure that your name is written in the book of life. You don't know what your end will be. You don't know how long you live. I live with my parents in the home. You know, for me, it's when I look at them, my heart breaks and say, oh, but God, help me. Help me that I can protect my parents at the best of my ability.
But
more than that, I thank God that their names are written in the book of life. That is the difference. That makes everything different to what we experience. Revelations 3 verse 5. Thus shall he who conquers, he who is victorious, be clad in white garments. And I will not erase or blot his name from the book of life. I will acknowledge him. I will confess his name openly before my Father and before his angels.
Negamalakha ngisoze ngalesule encwadini yokuphila negamalakha enyakulivuma phambi kukaBaba naphambi kwezingelo zizathu.
Friends, do you understand?
Uyaqonda lokho mhlobo.
It says here first,
eqaleni
ukuthi who conquers.
Eqaleni ukuthi lo nqoba.
How will I conquer this virus?
Mina ngizonqoba kanjalo
lesi. By staying away from it.
Ngokuba ngisuke.
By evading it wherever I can.
La ngibaleke ngendlela engase ngibaleke ngayo.
No, I'm a simple farmer, if you can say that way.
Mina ngumlimi nje ojwayelekile
nje. Now they say you must wash your hands.
Manje bathi funa ugeze izandla zakho.
But I said to myself, no, it's not good enough for me.
I'll
wash my face. You see, that's me.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, the guy when he speaks maybe goes floats into into your face.
But that's
only me. That's how a farmer often, you know, they work with the ground. They are flat on the ground. That's why they sometimes think like that.
But here,
the Lord says, he who conquers. Friends, how do I conquer things in my life? We always say, and it's true, we must confess and go wash our garments.
But
friends, isn't much more worth that we conquer in what we do? The disciples came back to Christ, rejoicing. And they said, oh Lord, what we experienced, Lord, was wonderful. And the Lord says, wonderful. But more important, what has happened to you is that your name is written in the book of life. Many are confused. Friends, when I meet Christ, he who died for me, who saved me from my sin, when I accept him in my life and I follow him and I wash my garments, my name gets written into that book. Many people are confused. Is it written? Isn't it written? When is it written? But the Lord listened to his people. And he saw them rejoicing of what they have experienced. You know, often we neglect what joy, overflowing joy, does to a person. In Nehemiah, it even says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Friends,
it comes from a heart that is totally, totally committed to the Lord, where there is victory. But when some things happen to me, when I experience difficulties, when I experience headwind, I find myself down and out. And that's where the devil wants you and I. When this, with this virus around, that doesn't mean I sit and I do nothing. There's something I can do to look after myself, to help somebody else look after himself. And friends, we can't know where it'll end. Maybe some of us would have to help others. We don't know. But our life is there to help others. And then the Lord said something interesting to his disciples.
He says,
you know, as you were speaking like this and you experiencing my working.
Lapho nina nibona konke ngikwenzile nihlangabezana nazo zonke imangaliso ezenzekile.
He said the devil came down like lightning.
Ethi uSathane waqhamuka njengonyazi.
When God is at work,
lapho uNkulunkulu esebenza,
always remember,
khumbula lokho,
we are in a spiritual battle.
Sisempini yokomoya.
We think, yes, the virus.
Yebo, sicabanga leli gciwane.
Maybe
there
is a battle up there which we don't understand.
Ukhona impi ekhona le mkhathini esingayiqondi.
Something which is out to destroy even what God wants to do.
Impi ekhona la ezobulala konke uNkulunkulu akwenzile.
Satan was in heaven.
USathane khumbulani wayesezulwini.
And God said to him, "Have you seen my servant Job?"
uNkulunkulu wayesethi kuye wayibona ninceku yami uJobe na.
What happened?
Kwenzakalani?
Devil, I would maybe my own words, all right?
Ngakhuluma nje ngokwamazwi ami.
Maybe went down like lightning.
Mhlawumbe wehla ngonyazi.
I'm going to get him.
Was it impela ngizomthola
lo. And we know what happened to that man.
Uyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kule ndoda.
It was reality.
Kwakuyinto eyenzeka.
It wasn't something that just we heard of and was a fairy tale?
Akubanga inganekwane nje into nje imfekayitho nje kwaba into eyenzeka ngempela.
We can blame this person on that person for what is happening.
Singasola lo sisole loya ngalokho kwenzakalayo.
But God say, you see my servant. You see what my servant is busy with. And the devil like lightning wants to destroy.
uNkulunkulu wathi kwenzeka konke lokho wathi kodwa kwayibona inceku yami na uyabona yini okwenzakalayo na uSathane wehla njengonyazi.
The devil is out to destroy what God wants to do. Let us never forget that. But that doesn't make us without authority or out power. God says he's given us that we can by his grace overcome.
USathane uphume ngamandla akhe ukuzochitha nokuzobhubhisa ubulala konke lokho uNkulunkulu akwenzile kodwa uNkulunkulu khona.
You know, I had to think, lightning is very dangerous.
Mele ngicabanga ukuthi umbani ubani nje luyingozi kabi.
If it gets you, you'll die immediately.
Uma likuthola noma kanjani uzokufa.
But lightning has an effect of starting fires.
Into eyenzakalayo la ngombani qala kube khona imlilo manje kwezinye indawo.
When the lightning strikes, you know it in a farming community, if it was dry, there's a very good chance that a fire will start.
Njengakubalimi eyindaweni ezomileyo. Noma kanjani mangabe kukhona umbani na kanjani la ushaye khona umbani kovuthe umlilo.
But maybe that lightning has struck your tongue.
Hlawumbe lolo nyazi lingashaya ulimi lwakho.
Your tongue is also like lightning. The Bible says it's like a little match that can enlighten a massive fire. Still, it starts with a little match.
But
you're criticizing, even when you are told what to do. You criticize.
And
your words are sharp as lightning. Friends, be careful. The Bible says he who washes himself
and
is clad in white and is victorious
and
no ways that name will be erased. But look at it. Just stop for a moment. Stop and think. What have your words done?
Awu menje kancane, qalaze, buke amagama owakhulumile enze monakalo ngakanani.
There are, it's like often it shoots like lightning. If it hurts the next person, it doesn't matter. As long as you think it's right what I'm saying. Who says it's right what you are saying? That's your own conviction. That's maybe not what God expects of you.
Amagama esiwakhulumayo ahlaba ayanyelisa afana nonyazi. Mhlambe wena uthi ngikhuluma nje lokho engikhulumayo, mhlambe futhi uzothi ngikuthatha uNkulunkulu. Ubani othe ukuthatha uNkulunkulu? Ubani othe uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngendlela okhuluma ngayo?
Remember that person you can't bear.
Ucabanga lo muntu ongakwazi ukumbekezelela.
Yeah, remember that person you think is so slow.
Ubheke lo muntu othi wena ayo lo muntu lona unwabo.
Oh, remember that person who you think she's not the right person for that place.
Lo muntu wena omkalayo uthi hayi lo muntu lo akayifanele leya ndawo.
Remember your words.
Khumbula amagama akho.
Remember what you say.
Khumbula lokho okukhulumayo okushoyo.
And turn it around.
Bese ukubhekisa
ngakho. Somebody would say that to you.
Uma lo muntu engasho njalo kuwe.
Somebody would say to you.
Uma lo engakhuluma njalo kuwe.
You're not good enough for that job. Even if you're in charge of it, you're not good enough. Put somebody else. What would you feel? What would you experience? That's worse than this coronavirus, let me tell you. It's a million times worse.
Angitshele isimo esinjalo sibi ngaphezu kwale coronavirus kube kakhulu.
The Bible says,
iBhayibheli,
what you want others to do to you,
lokho ufuna ukuthi abantu bakwenze kuwe,
you do to them.
Kwenze kubona.
Be upbuilding.
Wena iba umuntu owakhayo.
Remember Reverend Stegen often would say to us,
uba umfundisi kaningi, uba umfundisi Stegen,
even if a child comes but sent by God,
ethi noma ngabe kuzingane encane mayithunywe uNkulunkulu,
I must have an ear to hear.
God
will come to you in a person that you will least ever expected it.
What does
that person know? How can that person say this and this to me?
And
friends, those words are like lightning resembling the devil that comes down.
Lawo magama njalo anjengonyazo oluthunyelwe uSathane olibhedlizayo oliphihlizayo konke okuhle.
What hasn't been burnt in the last few months? What hasn't been burnt to ashes because of what was said?
Ikuphi ongashile? Ikuphi ongalimele? Okbe osefana nokuthi sekumlotha ngenxa yeinkulumo osoyikhulumile.
But the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, he says, listen, I hear what you say. I know what you've experienced. I know the heartache, the difficulties, but rejoice. You see? Rejoice. It's not the end. He says, most important, your names are written in the book of life.
Inkosi Jesu iyabezwa abafundi uthi nakho kumele niqaphele nina. Ngiyakuzwa ukujabula kwenu, ngiyakuzwa ukuthokoza kwenu, ngiyakuzwa ukubona imanga leseniyibonile, kodwa nakho kumele niqaphelisise, thokozani uma amagama enu elotshiwe encwadini yokuphila.
The danger is
ingozi la,
it can be erased. Moses spoke to the Lord. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, oh, these people have sinned a great sin. And have made themselves gods of gold. But now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not, if you don't forgive them, blot me, I pray, out of your book which you have written. Moses knew there was a book written. And he knew sin will erase me from that book. But the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. You understand now why the Lord said, you are rejoicing, but rejoice about the right thing. Friends, and often we are moved, we are shaken to the core, because we don't understand that by His grace we are written there.
Kaningi siyanyakazeswa thina siyathatheka kakhulu ngezinto esisulwe kuzona ngezinto ezicishiweyo.
In another part in John we read it of another group of disciples.
KuJohn siyafunda kwenye ingxenye abanye abafundi esikufunda ngabo.
In the Gospel of John we also read of a group of disciples that were together with the Lord. And one day the Lord was speaking to them. And the Bible says, it was hard for them to grasp, not grasp, to accept what the Lord was saying. They couldn't take it what the Lord was saying.
And that
you read in John chapter 6. And the Lord knew that in their heart they're grumbling and criticizing. See, that's the difference. It's so difficult to think. It's so difficult to rejoice, but to criticize and to find fault. Anybody can do it. Even a monkey.
Umuntu, akakwazi nje ukubonga. Akakwazi ukuthi athokozele lo munye abonge omunye. Kodwa ekuhlebeni, ekugxekeni, ekusoleni. Hamba phambili umuntu kulokho.
You see, and if you don't do the one, you'll do the other. And these disciples were together and the Lord spoke something to them that you'll have to eat my body, drink my blood. The Lord knew what he was saying, but they went against it. They discarded it and said it can't be.
Lapunkulungu uJesu ekhuluma nabo ebatshela izinto abangakwazanga ukuyibamba laphethi niyodla inyama yami niphuze igazi lami lokho kwaba into engakwazi ukungena kubona bamelana nayo baphikisana nako.
Liebe Freunde, vieles wurde gesagt, vieles wurde abgeschossen, wurde geredet wie ein Blitz, und das hat getroffen wie ein Blitz. Und wie sieht das heute aus? Wie ist das heute? Die konnten das nicht annehmen, was Jesus sagte. Und du konntest nicht annehmen, was Gott sagte durch seinen Knecht. Was Gott geredet hat durch seine Propheten. Und du hast dich dagegen gestrebt und sagst, das kann nicht sein. Das ist korrupt. Und dein geistliches Leben heute? Du sagst, geht noch gut. Warte mal ab. Das Feuer hat angefangen.
Kaningi, kuningi okukhulunywa namhlanje. Abantu bakhuluma izinto eziningi kakhulu, bayasola, bayaxheka. UNkulunkulu ukhulumile ngenxeko yakhe. Abantu abaningi bayasola, bathi akwazi ukwenzeka lokhu, abafundi baye bahluleka ukuthi bayamukele inkulumo kaJesu kwabanzema kwakunalokho babhuqa kunjani namhlanje mhlambe nawe isole sihleke yabhuqa uphi la ukhona namhlanje
Was habt ihr nicht schon geredet? Hinter den Türen, in den Häusern. Ist das wirklich alles wahr? Ist das genau, wie es gesagt wurde, was geschehen wird? Und heute, wie sieht das aus?
Kulunkulu khulumile nabantu, akhulume endlebeni zabo, akhulume endlini zabo. Kum kanjani kunamhlanje? Ubonani namhlanje? Iziphi izinto ezenzakalayo?
Wir freuen uns, was der Gott, liebe Gott, tut und schafft in unserer Mitte. Wenn ihr kommt und schaut, was hier geschieht auf der Mission, dann werdet ihr staunen.
Siyabonga, siyamangala ngalokho abantu abakhulumayo, abanye bakhuluma kabi nangemishini, bagxeke. Kodwa thina siyamangala ukubuka ukuthi uNkulunkulu yini ayenzile.
Buka ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenza njengamanje. Ungafika mawudiza njengenyoni, ungamangala. Ubone ngendlela uNkulunkulu usiza ngayo. Kodwa bathini kwena? Kodilike kuzokufa. Und darum sage ich, passt auf für diesen Blitz, der geschlagen hat. Aber der liebe Gott lehrt uns und sagt uns eines, das Wichtigste über allem. Und das ist, dass unser Name geschrieben ist im Buch des Lebens. Friends, there is so much a person could say. The devil will never, we've heard it from the beginning, and that's why we mustn't marvel, never accept anything which God is doing. He will come and he will just want to destroy.
That's
interesting that all those, call them disciples, that criticize the Lord. You say, but we don't criticize the Lord. But God has sent people to help us, and you criticize, you break down, you shoot down like lightning. And where are you today? And where are they today?
Kutaqaphelisisa, bokusisa. Ukuthi kwenzakalani. Omunye umuntu umelana nabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Abantu abathunywe uNkulunkulu. Wena uyadubula njena. Uthumela umbane njena. Uyashisa nje, uyachitha.
And you can be on the mission. And you say, well, it's constructive. There's no constructive lightning, if I can say it in that way. Lightning destroys, it kills.
Wena mhlambe uyabuka le mishini uyaxheka lokho akukho unyazi olungaqhamuka lizobulala ngaleyo ndlela wena ukuthi ubuthi wena uyasiza uyakha.
There's nobody that to understand this thing better than we who are here. We are like a family.
Akekho oqonda kangcono le nto njengathi thina sila sinjengomndeni.
We must protect each other.
Simele sivikelane.
We must be do what we are told.
Kumele senze lokho
esitshelwa khona. If we are told we mustn't go out, then we don't go out.
Uma sitshela ukuthi singaphumeli ngaphandle, singaphumeli ngaphandle.
If we are told you must ask and request, then we do it. Why? Because we want to protect each other. We want to help each other. We want to build each other up.
Uma kuthiwa unganyakazi ungaphumi buza imibuzo buza sikwenzelani lokho na sifuna ukuvikelana sifuna ukuba kungabikho umuntu osengozini.
Maybe God wants to teach us anew what it means to love and care for each other.
Mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusifundisa kabusha kusho ukuthini ukunakekelana nokucophelelana nokubukelelana ukuthi umuntu umsize omunye.
This morning I spoke to somebody from Europe, from Germany.
Namhlanje ngikhulume nomunye
wase Germany. And he says, keep my you know what?
What it did, ma, we ask it.
You know what God has done in the last year in my family?
What we ask?
You know how my children have changed and they are not young children anymore? Our family is a different family. Yesterday we could work together and just clean our yard. God has done and is doing something new. Beforehand we would go up and down to this place and to that conference and up. But you see, he says, you know what? We're experiencing God in such a different way. Are we building each other up? When you take a chance, you know what? You're killing the next person next to you. Now is the time to think and delve about your own life. Don't say, it's mine. No, it's not yours. We are a family. Do you understand? There must be a unity, not a breaking down and tearing down in what I say. Think always the best for the next person. And the next person will maybe think of something you don't think. And don't be offended if it's that person, because God works maybe like that. But you know what? You'll only get richer if you listen.
Now
is the time that we will be tested to see if we care for each other. Now is the time when you had struggled with sin and struggled to overcome, read Revelation 3. He who conquers, you've got no choice.
When osulekayo osulwa isono osulwa usathane funda lapha incwadini yesambulo uthiwa laba abanqobayo
and white garments. You see, garments are white because they washed. It's true. You can't only wash. You need to conquer. You need to overcome. And maybe it's your time to sit down and a little bit contemplate about your life. When some time ago, we were in Israel. And we were taken to an olive press. Which they did 2,000 years ago. Where they would press out the olive oil. The guide said an interesting thing. The olives are picked and put into baskets. These baskets are taken to the olive press. And then he said something. He says, you know, if these olives are all together, and they press upon each other, there's oil that is already pressed out.
But
through just being there together, one on top of it, before they even get into the oil press. And then he said, see that oil? That's the best oil you can get. That oil, before it's even pressed, that oil is used in the temple. The other grades come when you press that oil out now in the press.
And I say
to myself, oh Lord, help me. Help me to be a person that you don't need to press, but where that oil will flow out of my life, which he can use. That oil was used in the temple. Don't we want to be that oil, that first grade oil? Do you want God to press you in a way that hurts because of your disobedience? It may happen to us, and it will happen to us, but we must bow and allow it to happen. And friends, let it be a time where this time is when that quality oil is produced in our lives.
Not
that where sin reigns, but where sin is conquered, where every effort by God's grace and with God's help and guidance is put in to overcoming.
Friends,
that is life. That's the book of life. But these days I had to think. You know why sin rules? Because you are lazy. You are lazy. We are in a fight. We are in a war. Look at Italy. They took it lightly. And look at today. See how many die? 1,000 in a day. And we take our spiritual life exactly the same. We take it lightly. We think, I can go to the doctor. He'll help me. And then I come back. And when I get sick again spiritually, I run to the doctor. Hey, be careful that when you get to that hospital isn't too full. And they have to tell you, hey, listen, there's no place for you. You know, that does happen. Where a person is told, listen, the hospital is full. Look for another doctor. This hospital isn't this. You can't come here now. It's time that we take it serious, what God is teaching us. Knowing everything comes from Him and is allowed by Him. Thus shall he who conquers is victorious, be clad in white garments. And I will not erase him or blot his name out of the book of life. And then Revelations 21. But nothing that defiles or profanes or is unwashed shall enter it. That will enter that splendor of heaven. Or practices falsehood. Maybe your life has been a falsehood. Maybe it projects something that you're not are. You present you as a person that is so spiritual.
bese wena ukwenza izinto njengomuntu ukwenze kube ngathi impela into yokomoya le.
But at home,
kodwa ekhaya,
in the room,
endlini,
you defile yourself.
Uyangcolisa.
You do unclean things.
Wenza izinto engcolileyo.
You touch yourself.
Uyayithintathinta.
When will it stop?
Kuyonqobeka nini le nto? Iyomani, iyophela nini?
And now he says, but only those whose names are recorded in the Lamb's book of life will enter.
Kuthiwa labo kuphela abayongena ababhaliwe encwadini yokuphila. Amagama ababhaliwe encwadini yokuphila.
Christ came to forgive our sins.
UKristu weza ukuthethelela izono zethu.
We cannot
asikwazi
thina kill that virus.
Asikwazi nokulibulala lelo gciwane.
But that virus in our hearts, the Lord has already long ago has given the antidote.
Kodwa uJesu lelo gciwane elisenhlizweni yethu kade kudala efuna ukuba alinqobe.
Has long been on the market.
Leyo nto yokulibulala kade yaba khona emakethe.
Why?
Ngani na?
That it doesn't work in your life.
Kungani kuba kungasebenzi empilweni yakho?
It's not because it hasn't got the power to do it. All power is given unto him, the Lord says. But now find out. Go on your knees and say, but Lord, what is it in my life? It's more important that you don't get that virus of sin than any virus, other
virus.
Some people are troubled by doubt. I can't make it. It's impossible. I've tried so hard. How often haven't I gone? And that lightning is close by to say, it's hopeless. It's not for you. You know, friends, if you take a layer hen, layers, you know hens, layers that are in cages? And for months they lay eggs in that cage. You take it out. You know what happens? It'll sit on the floor as if it was in the cage. It'll look around. It won't even move. It'll lie there knowing I'm in the cage. But that cage has been destroyed. And I would like just to say, just believe it. Often we doubt because doubting caused Peter to sink.
Uyangabaza, ingozi yongabaza yadala uPetro ukuba cwile.
You know, driving on the farm, maybe you've got a high fence.
Uma uhamba la eplazeni mhlawumbe ucingo lude.
You often see a guinea fowl running up and down the fence.
Uyawubona lokho amagini impangele zigijima lana eduze kocingo.
Up and down. And then you say to yourself, come, why don't you look up? You've got wings. They are there. Just fly up. Spiritually, fly.
Gogo moya, ndiza.
Fly.
Ndiza.
Not that you haven't got the wings. Not that you cannot. No. Trust the Lord. That chicken that lies like that. Reverend Stephen would often say to us, just take it. Throw it into the air. And then you find, hey, what? It can do something which you thought never it can do.
We are so
There is grace to fly. Just lift your head.
Phakamisa ikhanda la
and see your creator.
Bheka umdali wakho.
Your redeemer.
Umsindisi wakho.
And live for him full out.
Philela yena
ngabe yonke inhliziyo. Live for him with all your heart.
Philele ngenhliziyo yakho
yonke. Get rid of that laziness.
Khohlwa lobomvila.
Especially you young people.
Ikakhulukazi lina
abantu abasha. Instead of sitting at home and doing things,
esikhundleni sokuthi nisuke emakhaya lokhu nihlele emakhaya ningenzi
izinto. Helping others.
Ukuze nikwazi ukusiza
abanye ngezinto. You revolve around you in your little room.
Nihleli nje kuleyo ndlwana leyo nje nizungezile.
Get out.
Phuma.
Do something.
Yenza okuthize.
You know they say when water, the source of water is dirty.
Bathi uma ngabe isiphethu samanzi singcolile.
Once it starts flowing over rocks and cliffs.
Uma ngabe sesiqala sesiphuma seseqa madwala.
It gets purified.
Masamba emadwaleni emadwaleni kancane kancane siyahlanzeka.
And it becomes clear.
Ekugcineni itholakala amanzi
asehlanzekile. Water that stands in a puddle.
Kodwa amanzi ahleli lapha yana obhukwini.
Will only get worse.
Kuzolokhu uqhubekile kukubi.
Stand up.
Sukuma.
Stand up.
Sukuma.
The Lord said, all power is given to me.
That's
why the Bible, the disciples came back rejoicing. And I like to end up with the example I used over the these days.
And I often had to remind,
myself. This is the Lord Jesus. This is me.
It's
even too big.
No,
I'm much smaller than this. But if I follow Christ, if I become his disciple, he takes me and he puts me into Christ. And that's not the end. And then God comes and he puts us into his palm. Can you imagine such a life? Can you imagine such a victorious life? You only get yourself out of this hand because you follow your own hard head and your hard will. Many people struggle because they don't bow to God's will. They can't listen to parents, can't listen to their grandparents. They do their own thing because of their thinking they know what to do. The quicker you trust this handkerchief in that hand that can hold you, the life will change.
Uma ushesha ukwethemba lelo dugu nanesandla esibambe lelo dugu iyoshintsha khona lapha impilo yakho.
Do you understand?
Uyaqonda na?
We've got our own ideas.
Thina sinemicabango yethu nendlela
zethu. I even want to go too so far to say, maybe your family is known for being such a person. Maybe a hard head. I don't know. Or that family is known. They get irreputable. You know, people are known. Families are known.
Abantu bayaziwa. Mhlawumbe imindeni ethile yaziwa. Ah, laba bantu laba abathetheleli. Laba bantu laba yana banenkani. Into yaziwa isemndenini le nto yaziwa nje.
Can't Christ change that?
Christ
change it and make it new? I want to be there by his grace. That's the safest place we can be.
Imagine
it. Nothing can get to you except it goes past this hand. And let me tell you, there are things that God will allow in our lives to happen. But I must rejoice. I'm in that hand. Written in that book of life by His grace. Make sure that you conquer. Your garments are washed. Then you can also freely believe your name is there. We thank the Lord. And we praise Him. We thank Him for His speaking. It's clear.
I don't want to end or add anything to what's been said. Maybe just one example, which was actually touched upon. The fact that we are called to live together in closely together with each other for 21 days. Paul speaks about the evil of factions. And the damage that factions within the body of Christ is doing. Richard Wurmbrand said, when persecution came through communism, all the different churches were each like a group of ducks with his own little pond. The Baptists busy with their little pond. The Orthodox Church with their little pond. The Reformed Church with their little pond. And when persecution came, it's like one big wave that washed everybody into the same pond. Where there's been factions in the body of Christ, may God address this curse, this cancer of factions in our midst with this plague, this pestilence. May we stop sitting there criticizing each other and saying, yeah, well, he's doing that and they're doing that and this is what they are like. It's a curse that some people have been persisting with, continuing with, and that's a shame before God, and it's a blemish on the Church of Christ.
And
that applies even to us here. My main reason for getting up is to just make an announcement. From now on, our evening service will be 6:30 and not 7 o'clock anymore. And then from our brethren in other countries abroad, we have decided under the present circumstances to start broadcasting and putting on live stream 2 more services every week. That's over and above the Sunday service.
Ngenxa yesimo esibhekene naso siyesathatha inqumo sokuthi sengeze inkonzo ezimbili ezizoba ku live stream evikini. Kukhona vele leya ngesonto ibivele khona kodwa ke sengeze ezinye ezimbili.
So from now on, every Thursday and every Tuesday, the services, the evening services here will be live streamed internationally. And it's not 7 o'clock, it is 6:30 from now on. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for not only identifying the problem in our midst, but also bringing the solution.
Kosi siyakubonga ukuba ungaboni nje kuphela inkinga phakathi kwethu kodwa Nkosi usilethela nesixazululo.
You are gracious.
Wena uNkulunkulu wethu nomusa.
Oh, the glorious solution that you're offering to us.
Kosi sixazululo leso sisimangaliso osiletha phakathi kwethu.
To flee to thee with our sins.
Ukuba Nkosi sibalekele kuwe siphephele kuwe ezonweni zethu.
That we can be washed and cleansed in you.
Ukuba Nkosi sikwazi ukuthi singahlanjwa singcweliswe kuwe.
So that on that great day, judgment day,
ukuze kuthi Nkosi ngalolo suku olukhulu usuku lokwahlulelwa,
we will be found hidden in you.
Sitholakale Nkosi sicashile sikuwe.
May not one of us miss out on this wonderful offer from heaven itself. We don't know how long this offer will still stand. Let us haste to get to that fountain. That we can be found washed in that blood. Amen.
Amen.
One person was confronted by another person. A person that's really a dear child of the Lord and serving the Lord. And this other person said, I saw a vision of heaven. And I saw many people in heaven. But you were not there. And this was his answer. Maybe you didn't see me because I was in Christ. The eye stops to exist in heaven. It's all about Christ.
Uthi mhlamba ungibonanga ngoba mina bengeku Christu ngoba lezulwini kuyaphela mina sesiku Christu khona.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.